The Kluani Chilkat International Bike Relay marked its 25th year last weekend. And once again, weather presented a particular challenge for riders making the 150-mile trek from the Yukon to Haines. Matthias Purdon from Ontario was the first biker to cross the white finish line in Haines Fort Seward, breaking away from a pack of other riders. This isn't Purdon's first year making the journey from Haines Junction along the Haines Highway. He's done it twice before, and once, like this year, he rode the entire 150 miles solo.
Yeah, I did it 6 years ago, and it was like a much more challenging day than today. Like, it was rainy, and I got like kind of cold, and I remember being pretty, like, just kind of beat up at the end. And so I always wanted to do it again. Solo.
Racers can choose to ride in teams or do the whole thing. Despite going solo, Purdon says other riders were still essential to his success.
Even when you're like following someone and drafting, there's still that extra kind of resistance. And then when you're at the front, it's harder. So it sort of adds up. But at the same time, it makes the ride, it's sort of, everyone is a little more like reserved in their riding because you can't get away. Like on your own, you won't get anywhere.
Overall, this year's race was slow, thanks to the wind. Mike Kramer is the race coordinator.
You know, and I'm not a weather person, but in the 50 to 70 kilometers an hour range up around checkpoint 4, like we had an outhouse blow over. That's how windy it was up there.
According to race organizers, this year's fastest riders finished more than an hour later than the 2016 winners.
I think the snow we had last year got traded in for a very, very strong headwind, which made it very challenging for riders.
The 25th anniversary race was supposed to take place in 2017, but that event was canceled amid June snow in Haines Junction. Kramer estimates 50 to 70 teams were not able to finish this year's race. Road conditions on the U.S. side of the race. There's ongoing construction on the Haines Highway, and a section of the road is variable with uneven gravel. But Purdon says he prepared for it, and it wasn't an issue. Overall, Kramer says the quarter-century race was, quote, safe, but very hard. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.